It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, an art exhibit in Wisconsin is looking back at a period when the U.S. government employed thousands of artists when times were tough.
First, Governor Walker and Republican lawmakers are at odds with each other over the governor's budget. Disagreements came to a head last night in a budget committee meeting when GOP lawmakers voiced concerns that state roads would continue to deteriorate under the governor's budget.
Walker's Transportation Secretary Dave Ross faced tough criticism during the meeting. Here's Republican Assembly Representative John Nigro of Marinette.
How do you, as the Secretary of the Department of Transportation, feel good with a budget that is not meeting our priorities, leading an organization that's going to see the further decline of our roads and have them become less safe?
Republican Budget Committee members also criticized the governor's plan to add more auditors to the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Once again, here's John Nigren.
I think that there is a lot of frustration with debt collectors, auditors, whatever the case may be. It's almost, from a lot of my colleagues in the Assembly's position, this is almost right up there with a tax increase. I mean, the way they view this.
WPR Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson joins us now. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob.
Well, this is the latest installment in something we've talked about before, the tiff between Governor Walker and some, not all, but some of his Republican colleagues over in the legislature. What did we see yesterday?
Yeah, you did see it really come to the surface with a couple agencies in particular, transportation and then the Department of Revenue. Transportation, that we've known about for a long time, particularly with Assembly Republicans and their issues with Governor Walker's transportation budget, particularly that it would delay a lot of projects, doesn't include any, you know, long-term changes to the way we fund roads, so no tax increase, no fee increase, nothing like that, and it grows debt. So they voiced those concerns again last night. But you also heard them talking about with the Department of Revenue, which was up before the committee in a budget briefing, they really don't like these auditors or these tax collectors that Governor Walker wants to add to the budget. He added 102 auditors in the last budget, and there are some Republican lawmakers who feel like those auditors are out there basically pestering businesses. The Department of Revenue under Walker says, hey, they're actually out there just collecting taxes that are due. And if we don't go out and get those taxes, somebody else is going to have to pay them.
Yeah, I've seen someone was citing that we're seeing more tax fraud at the state and federal level. That's one of the arguments for these auditors. But what are lawmakers concerned about? They're just thinking, no, it's not fraud. No, it's not unpaid taxes.
They feel like, I mean, I can't say this is all lawmakers, but you hear John Nigren there. He's kind of speaking on behalf of his caucus. So there are enough in the caucus that have made this an issue. Mm-hmm. And I know some of them have said they wouldn't vote for a budget that increases auditors again because they feel like these auditor positions are out there looking for trouble with businesses. Again, the Department of Revenue says that's not what they're there for, that they're out there, that if they're going after a business, it's because that business or that person hasn't paid taxes that they were supposed to. So, you know, essentially they're enforcing the law. Republican lawmakers don't view it that way. They think it's more of a tax increase because this would bring in, you know, the governor's proposal this year to add these new positions this year brings in about $32 million a year. So essentially these new auditing positions are helping to balance that budget. And there are some Republican lawmakers that don't like that.
I know we're early in the budget process. Have we started to see lobbyists or business groups weigh in on things like this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, lobbyists are involved, I think, from start. They're involved before the budget is introduced until the last day that it makes it, you know, that it's signed, you know, until the ink is dry. they have a stake in there. And that's particularly true on the transportation budget. Road builders have traditionally or used to traditionally get a lot of what they want of what they wanted in Wisconsin that hasn't. And I'm not sure that's going to be the case in this budget. There are big projects that were on the books in varying stages of development that Governor Scott Walker would delay in some cases indefinitely. So an expansion of I-94 west of Milwaukee, a big priority of the business community in Milwaukee. That is essentially shelved. An expansion of I-39/90/94 north of Madison that was going to happen in the long term, Governor Walker's administration has said, no, we're not going to do that. An expansion of or a rebuild of the northern portion of the Zoo interchange in Milwaukee. Governor Walker was going to do that. That was a priority. Now he's putting that off. So these are all areas where the road building lobby is trying to get lawmakers to rewrite the governor's budget, but it's going to be tough.
Talking to Sean Johnson, WPR Capital Bureau Chief, about some tiffs among Republicans over the governor's budget proposal, issues including transportation, tax auditors, and more. Staying with transportation, Sean, I've seen kind of a new line of attack here in a way from some of the governor's people. The argument in the past was over, you know, do we need to raise revenue? We're going to have a shortfall if we don't raise revenue. The argument I think I'm hearing from Secretary Ross, among others, is actually the problem is we overcommitted ourselves in the past. Our eyes were bigger than our budget stomach, if you will. We committed ourselves to these big, expensive highway projects that cost more than we thought, and we can't pay for them.
Yeah, I think that yesterday's hearing was noteworthy for a couple reasons. You know, the Ross being kind of peppered with criticism, as you heard from Representative Nygren earlier, that was noteworthy. But also Secretary Ross, who was hired to this position in late December, was pretty blunt in his assessment of how he felt the DOT had misled lawmakers over the years. He said it's not the fault of governors or legislators. He said, we just told you these projects were going to cost less than they actually cost. So he compared it to selling somebody a house and saying it's going to cost $20,000. And then the bill comes and it's $30,000. This showed up in a recent audit. There are 16 ongoing highway projects in Wisconsin. Costs for those had more than doubled. And so you're talking about cost overruns of $3.1 billion. That's what Secretary Ross is focused on exclusively. And he was telling lawmakers, we can't do new projects until these current projects are done. That did not sit well because you're talking about putting off any new projects until 2024, roughly.
And then the issue of a gas tax, some Assembly Republicans had said, not necessarily that we should do that, a gas tax increase, but we should keep it on the table. Governor said, I guess he said repeatedly, he would veto this. It seems like this is probably just not going to happen.
It would be very tough for Republicans who want a gas tax to get that done, just given the dynamics of this budget and the hardline stand that the governor has taken. And I think that the governor's position has evolved on this, too. You look back in September of last year when he introduced his budget, he indicated that he was kind of open to raising gas taxes or fees if there could be a corresponding tax cut somewhere else in the budget. So revenues came in better than expected, and a lot of Republican lawmakers said, hey, we can do that. We can cut taxes in the general fund so we can increase taxes in the transportation fund. And now the governor is saying, no, I'm not going to do that. And last night when they were talking about potentially raising gas taxes, Governor Walker tweeted a veto threat, said, if you do that, I'm going to veto that. And kind of a side note on that, Republican Senator Luther Olson was saying during discussions, we need to bite the bullet and raise revenues. There was Senator Steve Noss, a fellow Republican, put out a statement almost immediately saying, Senator Noss does not speak for me.
Or Senator Olson.
Senator Olson does not speak for me. Thank you for correcting me. And so Olson actually walked it back over the course of the meeting. I think that shows you the pressure that those Republican lawmakers face. You hear today Senator Fitzgerald also weighing in on this, said, we're not going to do that. We're not going to go against the governor's wishes on this.
I want to take a quick look at another smaller budget item. And speaking of Republican Senator Luther Olson of Ripon, he was raising concerns about the governor's plans for a brief sales tax holiday for school supplies. Here's Senator Olson.
I wanted to talk about the sales tax holiday. You're taking a certain group of people and giving them a tax break on 2 days, and the rest of the population be damned.
So some pushback on this school supply sales tax holiday.
Yeah, Senator Olson called it a gimmick. Senator Howard Markline spoke later. He called it a gimmick.
Also a Republican.
Also a Republican. I think more conservative than Senator Olson. So you're seeing a variety of perspectives agree on this one. It would cost the state roughly $11 million a year in lost revenue. And while it's being billed as a back-to-school sales tax holiday, you wouldn't have to buy you know, the stuff that's covered for students. So if you're out there buying clothes or office supplies or computers under a certain dollar amount, anybody would get that sales tax holiday, and it would cost, you know, the state $22 million over the next couple of years. So a lot of Republican lawmakers have said they don't want to go that direction. And if they're looking for ways to find money in the budget, that might be one that they choose.
We'll leave that there for now, Sean, but I'm sure we'll be checking in with you as the budget moves forward.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR Capital Bureau Chief, talking about Governor Walker's disagreements with Republican lawmakers over transportation funding and some tax issues.